People with Amazon Prime accounts may have gotten used already to two-day shipping as a speedy regular offering. Amazon made an even bigger promise this spring, one-day shipping to all Prime members, no minimum purchase required. You might even already be using it, depending on where you live. Amazon has predicted they'll spend $800 million making this happen. It involves a lot of details, from who's making the deliveries to keeping warehouses stocked. But there are concerns about what the plan could mean for workers and the environment. Louise Matsakis is a journalist reporting on technology and the internet. She's a staff writer at Wired and an on-air contributor at CBS News. Louise, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what the current state of the art is when it comes to one-day delivery. Where is Amazon on that?
So there are already millions of products that a lot of consumers across the country can get in one day or less, and it's something that's actually more recent. So Amazon originally announced that in April, but more recently they've said that you can even get one-day shipping on something like a toothbrush or, you know, a bottle of shampoo. So it's these items that you might get at CVS or Target or your local retailer. So Amazon's really going after these smaller retailers and these really small items. So it's not just, you know, a bigger item that you might get in one day or less. It's that really small thing that you might have gotten on your way home from work or something like that.
What are the challenges people are pointing to in making this a reality for Amazon?
So Amazon's argument is that this is actually better for the environment because the distance from a warehouse to your house has to be relatively short. But critics say that it's actually worse for the environment because you can get, you know, 10 packages a week. There's no incentive for consumers to consolidate their purchases. So there's a lot of cardboard. You know, that truck has to go to your house every day instead of maybe just once a week or once a month or something like that. There's also the pressure on these drivers, most of whom are contractors or they work for something like UPS. So they're not directly employed by Amazon, so Amazon doesn't have that liability, but they're putting all this pressure on these delivery drivers to deliver millions of packages a day. And that puts pressure not on just the drivers, but also on the infrastructure of cities. So that's a lot more traffic, maybe, that's congestion, that's an apartment building lobby being filled with packages that they don't know what to do with. There's all sorts of kind of problems that arise because of this that Amazon can't actually fix even. They're putting pressure on systems outside of their control.
To the point about the environment, I've read that some Amazon workers have even raised concerns in recent months about Amazon's impact on the environment. Is the company feeling pressure on this from outside and inside?
Definitely, yeah. So I broke the story earlier this fall that Amazon workers actually walked out for the first time in the company's history at their headquarters in Seattle over concerns about climate change. You know, unlike Google or Facebook or these other tech giants, Amazon primarily deals in logistics. So they have an incredibly high negative impact on the environment. And they've been historically very secretive about the actual numbers there, about what their carbon impact was. So employees started saying, you know, we don't agree with this. So they banded together and they actually, in offices across the world, but primarily in Seattle, walked out. They went on strike to say, you know, Jeff Bezos, we want you to do more because climate change is real.
Talking to Louise Matsakis from Wired about Amazon's move toward more and more items being available for one-day delivery in a growing number of parts of the country and some of the unintended consequences of that. Louise, talk more about the pressure on, you mentioned the drivers here. People have raised concerns about the pressure and the pace of work at an Amazon warehouse as more and more they're turning around these items faster and faster.
Right. There have been a number of investigative reports, both from ProPublica and BuzzFeed News and several other outlets, about actually deaths that have happened. These trucks are looking at an app. These drivers are, you know, under tremendous pressure to deliver these packages to people in one day or less, and they don't know where they're going. There's not the same protections in place as, like, UPS has. So, for example, UPS designs their routes in order for drivers to minimize the number of left turns that they have to make because those are particularly dangerous, right? However, Amazon doesn't have those kinds of protections. Their critics say that they are optimizing for speed. You know, they're optimizing for getting this done as fast as possible. Also, being a UPS driver is a relatively good job. Some of these are union jobs. They're full-time jobs, whereas a lot of these delivery jobs for Amazon are contracted positions. They're with these smaller popped-up delivery agencies. So you're not actually employed by Amazon. So Amazon isn't liable when one of these trucks hits someone or, you know, damages property or something like that. It's actually through one of these contractors. But Amazon helps these contractors set up those businesses. So they're not, you know, really independent logistics companies. They're companies that were founded by entrepreneurs who got support initially from Amazon. They might wear Amazon uniforms. They might have Amazon-branded trucks. They might have gotten actually investment money from Amazon to start that business. So they're not liable for that, but they are really, you know, reliant on those contractors, and they helped bring those contractors into existence.
On the consumer side of things, I understand, and I think you wrote about this, there's some confusion about when they say one day or 2 day delivery, 1 day or 2 days from when.
Right. It's from when your order was fulfilled. So there's kind of confusion about, like, it's not necessarily when you click ship, right? And there's kind of a lot of confusing signals on Amazon's website between, like, okay, this is a Prime item. Will this really come in 2 days? Or this is one-day shipping. So they kind of haven't figured out exactly what's going on there. And I think part of it is that when you buy an item from Amazon, it's not necessarily coming from one of their warehouses, right? It could be coming from a third-party seller who's doing their own logistics. So, you know, we've all gotten an Amazon package, or a lot of people have gotten Amazon packages, and they're like, oh, this doesn't have Amazon's branding on it. There's a lot of different moving parts. So there is kind of, you know, confusion on the consumer side about, can I really guarantee that this is going to be here for the thing that I need it for?
How are Amazon's competitors, many of them big box stores with an online presence, how are they responding to the ever faster shipping promises from Amazon?
So the biggest one, of course, is Walmart, and they've also said that they're also going to do one-day shipping for lots of items. I think you also see retailers like Walmart and others really investing in their categories that Amazon can't compete on right now. So, for example, Walmart is going to really emphasize their fresh produce in their stores now. They're kind of revamping all their organic food offerings, because that's something that, for now, people don't usually buy on Amazon. So I think that they're kind of trying to push further into the areas where they are doing better, and at the same time say, we're also going to give you, you know, similarly fast shipping.
We see all of this if we're shopping online on a computer screen. What is happening in the world of infrastructure and the buildings and things like that that has to happen to make that a reality that we, unless we drive by on the right highway, I guess, might never see?
It is an incredible machine that Amazon has. I've actually visited one of their fulfillment centers. One of the most interesting things is that the items are not actually stored by category. So you don't walk in and there's not like a section where all the shampoo bottles are. Actually, everything is randomly organized. And there are these incredible robotic systems that help the workers who work in those warehouses alongside the robots know where those items are. There are incredible algorithms and machines that help the workers do that work. But the downside of that is that they are incredibly highly monitored. And if they don't pick a certain number of packages in an hour, they can be penalized for that. So it's a very surveilled workforce inside these warehouses, and it's a very futuristic workplace.
Now, we can't predict the future, but I mean, it seems like Amazon is growing and competitors are rushing to keep up, and new businesses are just, I guess, hoping that Amazon doesn't get into their line of work. What are you watching for with ever faster shopping in the future?
Almost a year ago, I wrote a story just trying to chronicle everything that Amazon does, and I actually found it really difficult and time-consuming because they really have kind of pushed their tentacles into so many different industries. I think that online shopping is definitely the future, but I am sort of skeptical. People still want to pick up their tomato, right? They still want to choose between the broccoli heads, right? I think that there's still a lot of room here, and right now, Amazon is dominating online retail. However, they are a small part of the overall retail ecosystem in the country. And I think for a lot of consumers, $119 a year for a Prime membership is still kind of a lot. So it kind of really puts it in perspective. They're gigantic. I think that they are an incredible force in our economy, but they're also still a small part of retail. And a lot of people like to go into stores and, you know, try on that shirt before they buy it still.
And what are you watching for to see if one-day shipping actually pays off for Amazon as they put, $800 million or so dollars into it?
So it'll be very obvious. So Amazon historically has gone through these cycles where they spend a lot of money and then their profits are incredibly high. And then they spend a lot of money again and then their profits are incredibly high again. They really like to reinvest those profits into new endeavors. So I think what we'll see is, do their profits go up again?
Louise, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Louise Metzakis is a journalist reporting on technology and the internet. She's a staff writer at Wired and an on-air contributor at CBS News. She joined us to talk about the impact of Amazon's next day shipping that's happening with more and more items in more and more places.